Well, there are six candidates for the Esher and Walton constituency. One of those is Yoel Gordon from Labour. I managed to catch up with him and I asked him how he was feeling.
Well, looking at the voting and looking at all the ballots being counted, I think you're right. I suspect Labour won't win this evening. But it's been a very enjoyable evening, very enjoyable election process. And I think the residents of Esher and Walton have had the opportunity to vote for the Labour Party if they chose.
What do you think the Labour Party has to offer that people just weren't picking up on?
I don't think it's so much about the Labour Party. I think it's very much, it's been a marginal seat, particularly after the 2019 elections. So I think this was very much there's some good tactical voting to support the Liberal Democrats to unseat the Conservative Member of Parliament.
So you see it more as tactics?
It was tactical voting, but obviously the Liberal Democrats have fought a very good campaign and have a good presence in Elmbridge and across the region.
Now, tell me about you and what you stand for and what you'd like to see going forward.
Well, I'm very much a Labour Party man, but I strongly believe in the role of community. Going forward, assuming I won't become the MP for Esher and Walton, I'd like to continue working with residents in Esher and Walton, supporting and working with all the extraordinary range and enthusiasm of the voluntary sector.
Why particularly the voluntary sector?
Well, I've been so impressed during the campaign. I've been contacted by so many organisations who have so many great ideas, who are either very locally based, whether it be a play group or representing national organisations, and they've been very inspiring, and I'd like to continue their good work alongside the political process.
And going forward for you personally, what does the future of Labour MP look like?
Well, we'll see. We've just had a long campaign. We're going to take the summer off to reflect and see what happens in the future. Obviously, there won't be a general election anytime soon, so I'll have to think about if I want to continue through the parliamentary route.